May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In July 1505, a fun-loving law student was caught in a terrible thunderstorm on the outskirts of the city of Erfurt. A bolt of lightning struck near him, and he was thrown to the ground. He called out to St. Anne, "I will become a monk." A few weeks later, true to his word, he entered the monastery of Erfurt to take his vows. That student was Martin Luther. He experienced a life-changing moment, and years later he took a leading role in the Reformation, which changed the face of Christianity. And we commemorate the 500th anniversary of that revolution this year. But Martin Luther was not alone in having his life turned upside down by a powerful spiritual event. John Wesley talked about how his heart was strangely warmed. St. Francis of Assisi heard the voice of Christ speaking to him at prayer in a little chapel of San Damiano. St. Teresa had her moment of ecstasy. And hundreds of others can point to a particular moment on a particular day when they had an experience that touched their spirit and changed their world. And perhaps you here today have had such an experience. There is a saying from the Zen Buddhist tradition, "I pointed to the moon, but the fool kept looking at my finger." It's rather like saying we had the experience, but we missed the meaning. Life can simply become a series of events, and so we never ask, what does that mean? What does that mean for me? The transfiguration of Jesus that we celebrate today is a window into the meaning of his life as he shone in his glory. The disciples, Peter, James, and John, had shared their lives with Jesus for 3 years. They had an experience of being with Jesus, but here they were also given an insight into the true meaning of his life and vocation. Instead of simply seeing the detail, they were given a much wider angle view of Jesus' life and ministry. They could now see the bigger picture, the glory of Christ. Moses and Elijah appear with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, representing his continuity with the law, symbolized by Moses, and the prophets in the person of Elijah. In Jesus, we see the supreme lawgiver, who says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind and with all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself." And he didn't merely say it, he lived it. It was the meaning of his life and vocation. But Jesus was also the prophet, giving an insight into the things that motivate humanity, both our destructive capabilities and that which leads us to glory. Like Moses in our first reading, Jesus shone at the transfiguration with the glory of God. "Master, it's good for us to be here," said Peter. And St. Irenaeus wrote, "The glory of God is a human being fully alive, and the life of humanity consists in the vision of God." So in the transfiguration of Jesus, the disciples are given, and we ourselves are given, a glimpse of our destiny, the promise that God holds out to each one of us of a share in Christ's glory. But what has the transfiguration got to say to us today? It isn't simply an episode about Jesus in the past. For the transfiguration can and does take place in our own lives, at any time and in any place. That might be through meeting with a group of friends, alone at home, by the seaside, on a walk in the city or in the country, at the kitchen sink, at the bus stop. It takes place when we suddenly see the meaning of Jesus in our lives and the glory that he shines upon us, when his light and power overshadow us, and when faith comes alive. It's when we begin to ask the question, what's the meaning of this? What might God be asking of me? That was the experience of Martin Luther and other holy women and men down through the centuries. Those who are open to God working in their lives can and do make a difference for others and help to transform their lives. Do we have the courage to do the same? So let us pray.